الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام، وحيثما كنت فولوا وجوهكم شطرا لأن لا يكون للناس عليكم حجة. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala had explained wisdom why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to face both Qiblas. Here in this ayat, Allah explained another great reason why it was made that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and for the Ummah, for a while, the Qibla of Baytul Muqaddis was also established, and then finally it was reverted to the rear Qibla, and forever it was called Qibla. So when Allah Ta'ala had made the Kaaba Sharif the Qibla of the Muslims, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. اب جہاں سے کیوں نکلے، مو کر اپنا مسجد حرام کی طرف. And from wherever you come out, wherever you travel, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now our final and permanent command is that you should face the Kaaba as your Qibla when you make your namaz. وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ وَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. And the same command is for the Ummah also. اور جس جگہ تم ہوا کرو، مو کرو اسی کی طرح. And wherever you are or the rest of the Ummah, then you also turn your face towards the Qibla, towards Kaaba, and make that your Qibla. The wisdom for this, Allah Ta'ala says, لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسُ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةً. تاکہ نہ رہے لوگوں کو تم سے جھگڑنے کا موقع. So that nobody gets a first opportunity to point a finger at you. This refers to that it was clearly written in the Torah and Injil that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will face Baytul Muqaddas for a while, and after that he will face the Kaaba Sharif, and that will be his permanent Qibla. So if you did not do that, they would have an accusation against you that you are the sign of the final Nabi, we don't see in you. Because in our kitabs we see clearly that the final Nabi will come and he will face Baytul Muqaddas for a while, and then he will face Kaaba Sharif. So if that was not done for you, then they would have an accusation against you. And the Kuffar of Makkah will also have an accusation that if you don't face the Kaaba Sharif, then you are facing the Qibla of the Jews and the Qibla of the other people. And the other accusation they will have that the Kaaba Sharif, that when you are facing it now, then you are now coming back gradually back to your deen, the religion of your forefathers. Because the Arabs used to face the Kaaba in their prayers, whatever form of their prayers were. So they would have this to say, if you did not face Baytul Muqaddas, that now you are coming back to the religion of your forefathers. So to remove these accusations, we have made this temporary of your Qibla, your direction, and now permanently you have made the Kaaba your direction. That was one, this, and Itmame Hujjah, that they could see clearly that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the final Nabi, as Allah had said, that they know the signs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in their kitabs, in their scriptures, are so much and so clear that more than they can recognize their own children, they recognize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to be the Nabi of Allah. And this was there. So this had to be completed, and this proof had to be given. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala had made that for a while you face the Baytul Muqaddas, and then permanently you face the Kaaba Sharif. Then further Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. مَدَرْ جُعُونَ بِإِنْصَابِ هَيْ. However, those who are not fair, who are wrongdoers, they won't be satisfied with these, with this reality. So, yeah, another great lesson for us is we are for us to learn that in all matters we must do what Allah wants us to do, the command of Allah. And the people, when we do that, till today now also, if we practice properly on Islam, the non-Muslims also know that you are properly practicing on the true deen. In their heart of hearts, they know this is the true religion. The Christians, the Jews, their rabbis and their priests also know it. So if so they will understand and they will have the proof, but because of their pride, because of their nafs, they don't want to accept Islam. So they will understand. But however, always you will find a group of people who will spread all types of rumors, all types of accusations they will spread, which exactly is the situation today as it has been all along, and it will be in the future also. So in other words, don't worry what the people are saying. But the truth is, you follow the truth. You will find enough criticism from people. People will, and these are the people whom Allah says, ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ, the wrongdoers, the people who are zalims, who are the great oppressors. These are these people who will always be spreading false messages, making rumor mongering, spreading around all false accusations. So you will always find that. Don't even worry about that. You worry about following the truth. Whatever the Jews say, whatever the polytheists say, that is the idol worshippers, don't worry about what anyone says. You see what Allah is saying, and are you doing what Allah wants you to do? And you please Allah. Don't worry and try and make the people happy. Don't try and make others happy. You just work towards making one Allah happy. Find out what is His true command, and you remain firm on the true command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is a great, great lesson. And Allah has explained this question about the Qibla and facing the true Qibla in about 1.5 page. And there are great lessons for us to learn. And Allah has outwardly, it appears, repeated many of these ayat, which are mutashabihat also, that the different forms of turning towards the Qibla, etc. However, all this is for a great reason, and if we can understand it, we will have complete conviction on our deen, and there will be no confusion. The masala, the matter that is being discussed about Qibla, but the whole matter of deen is brought in. If you understand the principles, a person in his whole deen will have no confusion, and he will have conviction. People can criticize, it won't harm him in the least, but, and he will carry on doing what Allah wants him to do, and he will know, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the end result is for those people who follow the commands of Allah. Not a person who goes according to what people want to and make people happy, whether it is governments, whether it is scientists, whether it is politicians. We won't want to make anyone happy, but we want to see what is the command of Allah and follow that command. May Allah give us this understanding and the tawfiq to make amal accordingly also.